So, Greg, jumping topics just a little bit.
All right, go ahead.
Can I tell you what I did last night?
Please do.
All right.
This is family radio.
Yeah. Hey, now, come on, man. I'm not like that.
All right.
So I went to the soft opening of the Adobe Barn Grill at the Arizona Biltmore.
So you didn't play golf.
Didn't play golf, but I ate. And
like
it was
a champ.
So you're
a food critic now.
It was, well, you know what? I've eaten enough, so I probably have the chops to do it. But it was delicious. Let me just kind of go through this.
Paint the picture for our listeners.
7 o'clock reservation.
Mm-hmm.
The sun is softly setting, casting a delicious light across the entire golf course and the new restaurant facility. Now, a restaurant, it's more than a restaurant, Greg. It is there's a cool meeting space, a really long bar, indoor, outdoor seating, fire pits, couches, overlooking the golf course. It is a tremendous setting. As the sun went down, it was marvelous. Did indulge a little smoky old-fashioned, which was absolutely unbelievable. Had a wonderful steak, and the person I was with had scallops, and oh my God, it was delicious. The food was outstanding. The service was great at the Adobe Grill at the Arizona Biltmore, but the view, the setting, the ambiance was spectacular, there's no negative. What I'm going to say is this. Loved the old Adobe Grill restaurant and golf shop. It was so iconic. Had been there forever. But this is the new restaurant and meeting facilities is much more.
It's a good update.
Biltmore-esque.
Well, it's much more fitting of the moniker Arizona Biltmore. You think Arizona Biltmore? You think elite in class and status and all that sort of. This place is elite, and it was just really cool because it is elite. Jerry Colangelo was there, the only person I've ever been nervous interviewing on the radio. So that was kind of cool.
Did you say hello to him?
I did. I said, "Miss Colangelo, you doing?" But then the fire pit, it's just got a very cool vibe.
Right.
The fire pit's overlooking the city. It's a home run.
It's a good hang.
Exactly. We talked about that last night. It's a good hang.
So they're going to open up. They're doing a soft opening this week, you know, getting all the kinks out. So next week they open up for service. It's unbeatable as far as where the views are. You've got the golf shop in its own building, then you've got the clubhouse, and you can sit up there on that patio and just you overlook the estate's golf course, but you're overlooking the city. Mm-hmm. And
they've got a really nice bar inside that you can go and sit down, enjoy a drink, enjoy the outside views. They've got the dining areas inside and outside. It's spot on.
And it's open to the public.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You don't have to play golf to go there.
No. I think for dining, I would recommend reservations. If you're just going to go have a drink, of course, I don't think you need them. But it's going to be a very, very cool spot, and the ambiance is
follows phenomenal. Recent reservation renovations rather on the golf courses.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, they've got the new golf shop, the old Adobe Barn Grill and golf shop's gone away. The new Arizona Biltmore golf shop is there. I mean, it's high tech. It's been open for a little while.
Are they in the same location, guys?
No, they're right across. There's a breezeway, I guess. I don't know the correct terms, the spicy names from. But there seems to be a little breezeway across there. And it's kind of fun because you're sitting on the patio, you're watching the golf, you're watching the golfers come in. And then the restaurant's right, the restaurant bar dining.
Because it used to be adjacent to the ninth grade.
Right, no, it's on the same side of the parking lot now.
Gotcha.
And it was really funny to, here's what I was going to, the name Arizona Biltmore is, this facility is really befitting of that name. But they did some cool stuff, especially in the men's room. Okay, they put up old pictures. To me, it appeared of people who had played golf at the Arizona Biltmore, and they had all the presidents who played there, and it was really cool. The coolest thing, though, was there was a picture of a guy, of people playing golf, and they had this old Cushman Linkster golf carts.
Oh, nice.
It was so cool. It was really, just I love old stuff.
Well, listeners, you don't want to wait until May 26th. Get out there and check out the new Adobe Bar and Grill at the Arizona Biltmore. And check it all out for yourself. Get a practice round in, because our Bunker to Bunker Memorial Day tournament is going to be at the Biltmore on Sunday, May 26th. Go to bunkergolf.com and get signed up for that. Because it's filling up fast, so don't delay. You're not going to want to miss the experience at the Arizona Biltmore.